Now look at part 4. This part consists of two tasks. You'll hear 5 people talking about taking part in a marathon. Look at task 1. Choose from the list, A to H, the reason each speaker gives for taking part in the event. Now look at task 2. Choose from the list, A to H, what problem each speaker had with the event. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 4. Speaker 1.
I had the idea of doing a marathon when I was watching one on TV. I was sitting on the sofa with my 6-year-old daughter, who said, "Mum, why aren't you running in the marathon?" I just made a remark saying that I preferred watching sports to doing them, but then I saw the disappointed look on my daughter's face. Since then, I made up my mind to train every week in wind and rain and ice. I suppose I wanted to show my daughter that anything's possible if you put your mind to it. And I'm glad I did. A year later, I did my first marathon. Everything went quite well, although I was hardly the fastest person on the day. It's a shame that my daughter couldn't see me at the finish due to the enormous number of spectators cheering people at the end.
Speaker 2.
My first marathon was about 10 years ago. I did quite well, although I was quite slow. Since then, I've taken part in one marathon each year, in the autumn. Each time I have the same aim, to try and run more quickly than before. This latest marathon, it was in Glasgow, which is a really interesting city I'd never been to before, was no exception. Everything had gone well in training, or at least I thought it had, and on the actual day of the race, the conditions seemed great, even though it was a little bit windier than I'd have liked. Perhaps I was feeling overconfident, because the day before, I hadn't eaten as well as I normally would. If you don't eat properly, or worse, don't eat enough, then that can be a big problem. As a result, about 5 miles before the finish, I suddenly came to a stop. My legs just refused to keep going. I did get to the end eventually, but only to achieve my worst time in 10 years.
Speaker 3.
My brother has done a lot of marathons, and he's always made sure that everyone knows about it, and how difficult it is, and how only a superb athlete like him could run 26 miles. One day, I decided I'd had enough, and that I'd do one as well, and so I trained in secret for months. I didn't let anyone find out until the day of the marathon arrived. My brother was also doing it, and I accompanied him to the start line. He thought I had been coming to wish him well, but he was shocked when he saw me in my running gear. He couldn't imagine that I'd be taking part. Anyway, I was, and I finished it. And I was very pleased to show my brother that he had been wrong. I was very tired afterwards, and my knees were extremely sore, but we both went to a restaurant to celebrate with a large group of friends. Unfortunately, all my brother and I could talk about was the marathon, which I'm pretty sure our friends got fed up with after a while.
Speaker 4.
I've been doing marathons for a while now in various cities around the world, but this time I took part with my wife, who was doing one for the first time. She had always said that she'd like to do one, but never had. So I told her that we'd train and run the marathon together, and I was with her all the way, although at a much slower pace than I would normally go, of course. Towards the end, she wanted to slow down even more and give up, but I urged her to concentrate and keep going. I'm glad she did, because she managed to collect a lot of money for a children's hospital by completing that marathon. I did feel a bit guilty, though, because it turned out a few days later that my wife had damaged her knee during the race. Perhaps if I hadn't encouraged her to keep going, that wouldn't have happened.
Speaker 5.
I've done a lot of marathons, and now that I've proved to myself that I can do one, several times, it's less interesting for me to take part. Some people get excited about doing another marathon so they can beat their personal best, but I don't really pay attention to how quickly I manage to run. But this time, a friend told me that she was going to run in Venice, and I thought that would be a unique way to see that city, so she inspired me to sign up as well. It was great, but there were a number of problems. One is that I couldn't take a camera with me. The other was that we'd both arrived 2 weeks before the marathon to make the most of it and see some other places in Italy. The weather had been great and the food wonderful, so we spent far more time sightseeing than preparing for the run. As a result, it was a lot more painful to reach the 26-mile line than it should have been.
Now you'll hear part 4 again. Speaker 1.
I had the idea of doing a marathon when I was watching one on TV. I was sitting on the sofa with my 6-year-old daughter, who said, "Mum, why aren't you running in the marathon?" I just made a remark saying that I preferred watching sports to doing them, but then I saw the disappointed look on my daughter's face. Since then, I made up my mind to train every week in wind and rain and ice. I suppose I wanted to show my daughter that anything's possible if you put your mind to it. And I'm glad I did. A year later, I did my first marathon. Everything went quite well, although I was hardly the fastest person on the day. It's a shame that my daughter couldn't see me at the finish due to the enormous number of spectators cheering people at the end.
Speaker 2.
My first marathon was about 10 years ago. I did quite well, although I was quite slow. Since then, I've taken part in one marathon each year, in the autumn. Each time I have the same aim, to try and run more quickly than before. This latest marathon, it was in Glasgow, which is a really interesting city I'd never been to before, was no exception. Everything had gone well in training, or at least I thought it had, and on the actual day of the race, the conditions seemed great, even though it was a little bit windier than I'd have liked. Perhaps I was feeling overconfident, because the day before, I hadn't eaten as well as I normally would. If you don't eat properly, or worse, don't eat enough, then that can be a big problem. As a result, about 5 miles before the finish, I suddenly came to a stop. My legs just refused to keep going. I did get to the end eventually, but only to achieve my worst time in 10 years.
Speaker 3.
My brother has done a lot of marathons, and he's always made sure that everyone knows about it, and how difficult it is, and how only a superb athlete like him could run 26 miles. One day, I decided I'd had enough, and that I'd do one as well, and so I trained in secret for months. I didn't let anyone find out until the day of the marathon arrived. My brother was also doing it, and I accompanied him to the start line. He thought I had been coming to wish him well, but he was shocked when he saw me in my running gear. He couldn't imagine that I'd be taking part. Anyway, I was, and I finished it. And I was very pleased to show my brother that he had been wrong. I was very tired afterwards, and my knees were extremely sore, but we both went to a restaurant to celebrate with a large group of friends. Unfortunately, all my brother and I could talk about was the marathon, which I'm pretty sure our friends got fed up with after a while.
Speaker 4.
I've been doing marathons for a while now in various cities around the world, but this time I took part with my wife, who was doing one for the first time. She had always said that she'd like to do one, but never had, so I told her that we'd train and run the marathon together, and I was with her all the way, although at a much slower pace than I would normally go, of course. Towards the end, she wanted to slow down even more and give up, but I urged her to concentrate and keep going. I'm glad she did, because she managed to collect a lot of money for a children's hospital by completing that marathon. I did feel a bit guilty, though, because it turned out a few days later that my wife had damaged her knee during the race. Perhaps if I hadn't encouraged her to keep going, that wouldn't have happened.
Speaker 5.
I've done a lot of marathons, and now that I've proved to myself that I can do one, several times, it's less interesting for me to take part. Some people get excited about doing another marathon so they can beat their personal best, but I don't really pay attention to how quickly I manage to run. But this time, a friend told me that she was going to run in Venice, and I thought that would be a unique way to see that city, so she inspired me to sign up as well. It was great, but there were a number of problems. One is that I couldn't take a camera with me. The other was that we'd both arrived 2 weeks before the marathon to make the most of it and see some other places in Italy. The weather had been great and the food wonderful, so we spent far more time sightseeing than preparing for the run. As a result, it was a lot more painful to reach the 26-mile line than it should have been.
That's the end of part 4. You now have 2 minutes to check all your answers. That's the end of the test.